Dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Frank Gaffney, your host and guide for what I think of as a tour of the battle space of the war for the free world, one of the most important fronts of which is one often neglected by many in this country, including, sadly, among our leadership, namely our own hemisphere, specifically the parts of it to our south. And one of the guys who has never failed to keep that area of the world clearly in his focus is Roger Noriega, former Assistant Secretary of State for Western Hemisphere Affairs and also the U.S. Ambassador to the Organization of American States, now a visiting fellow with the American Enterprise Institute and the founder and driving force behind a terrific resource, InterAmericanSecurityWatch.com. Roger Noriega, welcome back to Secure Freedom Radio. Always great to have you with us.
It's a pleasure. Thank you, Frank.
Listen, your old department, the Department of State, has just done something that I really want to explore with you in some detail. It has released a publication, I guess it's an annual report, on the status of international terrorist activities around the world, and it has come to a rather stunning conclusion to the effect that there are, quote, no known operational cells, unquote, of Al-Qaeda or Hezbollah in the Western Hemisphere. My recollection is you've testified to the contrary before the United States Congress on numerous occasions. Talk to us about where the truth lies, specifically with respect to Hezbollah, but more generally. Do we have terrorists south of our border?
Well, I think, yes, absolutely we do. And this was, you know, these carefully parsed words, this construction that they've developed for that report to be able to say there are no operational cells in Latin America is sort of a device where they can avoid having to acknowledge the presence of terrorists in our hemisphere and formulate an effective response to that. Note for one thing. This administration is very fond of saying how they've shattered the leadership of terrorism, international terrorism, and that we only have to worry about these lone wolves. Then they flip it around and say, well, there may be lone wolves, but there's no operational control. Well, really, they can't have it both ways. In point of fact, we have to worry about the lone wolves, but we also have Hezbollah activists that are present in using Venezuela as a platform, Hezbollah activists and Iranian-backed networks being run by a man, Mohsen Rahbani, who travels through the region. He's the guy, he's one of the 94 bombings in Buenos Aires. This is a man whose network is still active, whose people are still active in this hemisphere. So I think, quite frankly, Frank, to be very blunt about it, I think this borders on a lie. This report has become a diplomatic report formulated not to offend anybody, but in terms of shedding any real operational tactical light on the very real threat that we face in this hemisphere and in the world in general, it just falls well short of that.
Well, I want to come back to what possible motivation there could be to potentially mislead the American people in the interest of not offending foreign governments. But just to stay with the content for a moment, Roger Noriega, you've mentioned several of the players that are seemingly being discounted. Let's drill down on each of them for a moment. Hezbollah, of course, is a creature of Iran. The Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps is kind of its operational overlord for the Iranian regime. My recollection is we've had signs of what I think you've described as a network, and what I think for most people's terms would be described as an operational cell of at least the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps in Mexico plotting to blow up a restaurant here in Washington for the purpose of killing the Saudi ambassador in, you know, collusion with a drug trafficking operation known as the Zetas. Is that wrong, or has the State Department seemingly overlooked that unhappy fact?
Well, they want to apparently lead us to conclude that that was sort of a one-off kind of a mistaken rogue operation, but these are deadly serious people who made those contacts. Right here under our noses and wanted to blow up a restaurant in the heart of the nation's capital. And IRGC front companies operate industrial petrochemical installations in Venezuela today. A Hezbollah activist, Gafia Tefnes Ardina Abu Ali, is the number two man for Venezuela in Damascus, and he travels frequently into this region. Essentially, Hezbollah's representative to the petro-rich state of Venezuela, which is essentially a sponsor of Hezbollah and Iran's best friend in the Western Hemisphere. Quite frankly, I think they have set the bar so high that they don't have to acknowledge any kind of threat, so they have an instantaneous excuse not to formulate an effective policy for responding to that.
Yeah, and again, we're going to come back to why they would be doing this. But just before we leave Iran and what it is up to in our hemisphere, Ileana Rose-Late is prominently featured in a report on your site, interamericansecuritywatch.com, in connection with a press release issued by an Argentine prosecutor concerning the extent of Iran's infiltration in Latin America. And with Iran, of course, comes not just the IRGC and not just Hezbollah, but a host of other troubles and terrorist activities. To the extent that this fellow Alberto Nisman is obviously he didn't get the memo from his government that they're now in the business of making nice with the Iranians. If he's got the goods on the Iranians, Roger Noriega, doesn't this really give lie to what the administration would have us believe is happening south of our border?
Nisman is an independent prosecutor, has been working on this for many years, and he inherits the file from an attack that happened in 1994. So that team knows what's going on.
Engineered by the Iranians.
By the Iranians.
Jewish centers in Argentina. Murderous.
Including two pre-candidates for president of Iran are implicated in the 94 bombing of the Jewish Community Center in Buenos Aires. You know, these aren't people who hung up their spurs. This is a real live threat. And Nisman says that there, it points to this network throughout South America, and one of the most prominent persons is this man, Mohsen Rabbani, who travels around the world in spite of an Interpol red notice on a Venezuelan phony Venezuelan document. You know, what we see here, Frank, is a synergy, a collaborative threats, narco-traffickers, money launderers, radical political movements, and terrorist organizations, Iran and Venezuela, all operating, maybe not in a coordinated or integrated way, but definitely in a collaborative way, and that represents a very real threat. And if our the report writers at the State Department can't figure this out, then we're doomed to be victimized again by these networks.
Well, let me just cut to the chase, as they say, Roger Noriega. You've worked in that building, Foggy Bottom, as it's known, the State Department, at senior levels. You've parsed a few documents, I imagine, yourself in your time, because you have to do some of that. But is it possible, Roger, and this is my theory anyway, and I'd be appreciative of your views on it, that this has something to do with lowballing the threat coming across the southern border at a moment when the administration is desperately trying to get the Senate to adopt legislation that would keep it a porous border?
Right. I think there's a possibility that one of the motives, when they were working up those famous Benghazi talking points, there were experts at the State Department who know which words you have to work out of the sentence. And
like Al-Qaeda, for example.
Yes, and absolutely one of the toughest diplomatic challenges we have is how you work with the Mexicans. Not wanting to say anything that's going to offend the Mexicans in public. Well, my friend, the Mexicans are grown-ups. They don't want a terrorist threat to happen in their territory or along our mutual border.
And they know it is. They know it is.
Worse than any of us.
Yeah. Roger, I have to let you go. I couldn't agree more with you. Shooting straight is the name of the game, despite the requirements of diplomacy, especially when it talks to the possibility that the people who may be shooting straight at us are terrorists from south of our border. Roger Noriega, as always, thank you so much for joining us. Keep up the good work at the American Enterprise Institute and InterAmericanSecurityWatch.com. We'll talk with you again very soon. Next up, Dean Cheng joins us to talk about the President's Summit later this week with his Chinese counterpart. Straight ahead.
We want to know what you think. Leave your comments at 1-800-332-7131.